Now, more of the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And hey, everyone, we're back. You're listening to the Traveling On Show with Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, your resident travel enthusiast. And we're joined with by Bernadette Walker, our guest host, and we're talking to Lisa Petrocelli, the founder of the Baby Moon Guide. Lisa, you know, going back to the concept of baby moons, when people think about a baby moon vacation, they may think, oh, this is a long-term holiday where we travel abroad for a week or so, but there are examples of local baby moon packages as well, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. There are some great baby moon packages, very local to D.C. In the city itself, the Westin Embassy Row offers a very basic baby moon package that includes breakfast in bed and some in-room movies. But then the Four Seasons takes it a little bit further with a package called P.S. I Love You, and that makes a great baby moon escape. It includes, you know, nice things like sparkling cider and chocolate-covered strawberries upon check-in, full breakfast in bed, credit towards dinner, and a great guaranteed late checkout until 2 p.m. the next day. And once you get outside of the city, there are some great options as well. In St. Michael's, Maryland, there are two excellent baby moon packages, one at the Old Brick Inn, which is really a great value. It includes two nights in a beautiful room with a jacuzzi tub and fireplace, a gourmet breakfast each morning, $100 towards a nice dinner, fresh flowers, homemade truffles, cheese and fruit tray, gifts for mom, dad, and baby, lots of things. And that package starts at just $550 for two nights per couple.
Wow, that's a bargain. And actually, your website, babymoonguide.com, has a really comprehensive listing, state by state, and even some country listings of accommodations, you know, in the various areas.
Absolutely. And you can find on our website, you can find baby moons really to fit every budget.
Speaking of budget, you know, what are some of your tips and suggestions for baby mooning on a budget?
Well, baby moons can be expensive, but they don't need to be. As I mentioned, there are fantastic packages on our website starting at as low as $125 a night, and we've got some that go up over $2,000 a night. But if you're looking to stay within a budget, something to consider, take what we call a backyard baby moon, meaning you're going to reduce your travel costs by staying close to home. Choose a destination within an hour or two drive. You'll save some money, and you end up having more time to relax when you get to your destination. Also, have a flexible schedule. Many of the resorts and inns offer deep discounts for midweek stays. You can save anywhere from 25 to 50% on the price of a baby moon simply by making it a midweek getaway. Traveling out of season, again, if you're looking at the Florida and Caribbean, go during non-peak times. And again, you could save up to 50% on the cost of a vacation package.
You're listening to Traveling on the Traveling On Radio Network. We are talking to Lisa Petrocelli about baby moons. Want to talk about some of those other opportunities, perhaps to take a trip outside of the country in terms of some of the popular baby moon destinations, and you feature some of those on your website.
Absolutely. The Caribbean is really kind of a hot spot for U.S. baby mooners, and there are some great packages there. In the British Virgin Islands, for example, the Peter Island Resort offers a wonderful five-night baby moon package, and it's on a private island, so you kind of have that feeling of really being away and being secluded. They've got, you know, lots of amenities, spa treatments, a private picnic lunch on a beach, special turndown service, all your meals, and it's a very nice package.
I have a question for you, particularly focused on some of the resorts that are in this market. Have the resorts seized on this concept of baby moons, and have they incorporated things into their services to focus on this particular market?
Absolutely, and it's just become even more popular. When I first began babymoonguide.com in September of 2006, you could find baby moon packages at the big resorts and some of the smaller inns, but in the last 6 months, it's been amazing the number of resorts and inns that have added baby moon packages into their selection of offering. And they've really done a lot of good things with making them creative, really trying to think of the things that would appeal to expecting couples, the specialized spa treatments, the nice little goodie baskets for the baby or for the mom to be. So you're seeing more and more of that, and they're doing a nice job with it.
And, you know, for people who have children who are waiting their next child, this is, you know, a great opportunity for them as well. And I share that because a friend of mine, I sent her and her family on a trip to Jamaica. They stayed at one of the Beaches properties. And Beaches, as you may know, is an all-inclusive property that's geared towards family vacations.
Right.
And she and her husband, Patrick, were expecting their fourth child. And so they took their three children prior to the birth of their fourth child and enjoyed some time, a week or so, at Beaches. And what was nice about it is that because it's family-friendly, Beaches has accommodations for the children. They have babysitters, so, you know, the couple could spend some time alone. And so they had a lot of distractions and activities for the children, which made this a baby moon vacation, you know, not per se, but it turned into a baby moon vacation for them. And so there are those opportunities as well for people who, you know, do have children. They don't necessarily need to look for a baby moon package deal at a resort, but look at some of the family-friendly properties with...
Right, that's a great point. Baby moons aren't just for first-time parents, and one of the trends that we're starting to see with baby moons is that resorts are starting to cater to families where this is a second, third, fourth birth, and there's actually a spa out in California, a maternity destination spa that offers a baby makes four package that really brings the sibling into all the excitement, and it's a really nice package.
In fact, you've done a couple of baby moons, haven't you, Lisa?
Yes, I have. My husband and I have gone on two baby moon vacations.
And where were those?
Well, the first one, actually, I wasn't even familiar with the term baby moon when we went on our first vacation. That was, we just went up to Boston. And then our second baby moon vacation was to Cape May, New Jersey, which is a Victorian kind of seaside village in New Jersey. And we stayed at a wonderful bed and breakfast there.
Now, did you take your first child with you on that second baby moon?
We did not. She stayed at home with her grandmother, but I'll tell you, we really appreciated the second baby moon even more than we did the first, because we knew, we just knew what was to come.
The sleepless nights and the feedings and all that, huh?
Exactly.
Now, one quick question for you. You had mentioned a 2009 baby moon. Where is that? What property offers that?
Well, we have a couple, actually. One, the Mandarin Oriental in New York City, their one-night baby moon package actually starts at $2,500 per night.
Oh, my goodness.
And it goes up from there. And then there is another resort in the Florida Keys, Little Palm Island, and they offer both a three-night and five-night baby moon package that works out to roughly that price as well.
Now, speaking of Florida, you said that that's actually the number one destination for baby moon vacations in the country.
Yes, Florida and the Caribbean, and Florida is a little bit more popular, yes.
Because of the health facilities, et cetera?
Right. Most expecting couples are looking for a beach destination, and they can go to Florida, have that feeling of being on a Caribbean island, but have the comfort that they're, you know, definitely on U.S. soil. They're very close to good medical facilities, just in case they should need any of those services. The beach areas of South Carolina as well are also popular.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your guidance. And, again, your website is babymoonguide.com. Thank you for sharing with us and for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We also want to thank our other guests, too. Doug McKenzie with the Phoenix and Convention Visitors Bureau, the King and Queen of the Washington Mardi Gras, and Gerald Breaux, the Executive Director of the Lafayette Louisiana Convention and Visitors Bureau. I think we've covered a lot of topics today. It was a whirlwind tour.
Yes, we did. Something for everybody. Yes, we did. And we'd also like to thank our guest host, Bernadette Walker.
Thank you, Bernadette.
And we are Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, your resident travel enthusiast. And we have some great travel surprises coming up in store for you next week. So remember to meet us here, same time, same frequency. And in the interim, we'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at radio@travelin.on.com. Until then, keep traveling on. Happy travels.
You've been listening to the Travelin' On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information. Join Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick next time for more of the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.